Kutcher.
Is this what you want?
And Rich.
Are you happy now?
Kutcher and Rich.
Ah, sick.
98.5, The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub, we are Toucher and Rich. The Celtics played a Red Hot Rockets team on Saturday, and they were without a center, it appeared. Al Horford, your max player man, a negative 22 plus minus.
Yes, he did not play.
All right, 617-779-0985.
This is going to be a requiem for Al Horford this spring?
Listen, you know far more about the Celtics than I do. And I'm not being sarcastic. Obviously, you follow this team. What are you going through my Instagram for, Hardy?
Oh, I was looking at the picture of the TV showing the basketball game when you were bitching about not being able to watch the basketball game. Still trying to figure that one out. Go ahead.
You know, I don't think I'm allowed to bring my dog in anymore.
To the bar?
No, to the station.
Oh.
It's a shame, actually.
Was there an incident?
She really has enjoyed it.
There were a couple.
Oh.
Not that it affected anyone. There's no one here.
Didn't affect anybody.
I know. I paid
it. It did.
All right, so anyway. So Al Horford, and they could have used something at the end of that game. You'll agree, correct?
Yes. They should have won the basketball game on Saturday.
And their bench performed well. Baines is not good.
He's serviceable. But you look at defensive rating, Fred, best in the league.
Oh, do I ever look at the
defensive ratings per 100 possessions, best in the league.
Okay, so I believe Al Horford is 90th in the league in scoring. He's not a particularly he doesn't rack up them rebounds.
No.
So can you explain to me look at me like I'm, it's going to be difficult, but look at me like I'm an idiot.
Okay.
Take a little time because it's going to hardly be getting in there. Like, I'm an idiot. All right. Now you explain to me the value of Al Horford.
Guys like Al Horford, the center position is changing. Can we agree with
this? Yes, absolutely.
Center position has changed dramatically in the last 5 years.
A plotting big man, of course.
So Horford is kind of the new wave of center. Now, this goes against, is he a max contract guy? I know that argument's coming.
But I don't blame him for being a max contract
guy. He is because he signed one.
Right.
All right?
Yes.
I mean, if you look at him and you look at his skill set, is this guy worth $30 million a year? Probably not. But that's what he is. So take the money away from it just for a second.
Sure.
Al Horford is, he can do a lot of things that most new big men can't. He can handle the basketball. You see him bring it up the floor. Yep. He's a very good passer. He's a three-point threat. You can't leave him alone out there. And he can play occasionally. He has good post moves as well. He's a guy who does everything fairly well. Is he a guy you go to at the end of games when you need points? No, that's not him.
Okay, so my question is this. Is he a three? If you need three max guys to win a championship, and you have and now you have three, is he capable of being one of those three? Because you said it yourself, he doesn't take over games.
No, he does not. But if he's a three, he's not required to.
You would still like someone, if need be, given the situation, that can be the difference.
Of course, and that's Kyrie Irving. And the way the Celtics constructed this roster, if it wasn't going to be Irving, it was going to be Gordon Hayward.
But still, you're telling me that Horford does a lot of things well.
He does.
But he doesn't do anything great.
Correct.
So why do I have to like him?
No one's forcing you to, last time I checked.
It's not even so much you have to like him. Did the Celtics need him? That's where I have trouble wrapping my head around it. Fine, he does stuff away from the ball that I can't see. I don't understand the game as well as I should. I started to come around for a little while when I was seeing him do some of the stuff. I'm like, okay, but now he's kind of on the outs again with me just in terms of what I see or what I can't see. So, fine. Do they still need him?
Yes, they do.
Did they sign him to a max deal just so because he was the first guy that would do it? And they felt that they needed to like kind of grease it up a little bit to get more players.
I think so. I think that's part of it. And the other part that I did not bring up is Horford's defense is pretty good. the defense is different without him in there.
Okay.
When
the
whole situation's different. And you talk to some of the players, they call him the quarterback of the defense. So when he's not in there, the defense suffers. I think that...
But the defense without Marcus Smart is a lot different without him in there, too.
He's also part of it, but... Look, I'm not here to convince you that he is a guy who deserves $30 or $35 million a year. He doesn't.
You just got to convince me that the Celtics need him going forward.
If they're to make a championship run the way this roster is right now, I think you do need him.
Without Gordon Hayward?
Yes. Without Gordon Hayward, you do need
him. With Gordon Hayward, do you need him?
Less.
Do you still need him?
Yes. I do believe you need him.
I can't wrap my head around that.
What if it stops you from making another move? It prohibits you from making another move.
Well, I don't know what moves this team is going to make now. I don't know.
Yeah, what's next?
What? Right now, this is when you put Hayward back on this roster. This is the roster that the Celtics hope to win a championship with. They may add a piece here or there. They may add a role player here or there. But, I mean, the construction is done. You have the younger players you hope mature, and you have your three max guys. Now, things will change when Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, get out of their rookie contracts and want to be re-signed. And as a matter of fact, because you have Horford, you might not be able to re-sign Marcus Smart. As a matter of fact, I'm sure you're not going to be able to re-sign Marcus Smart, who's going to be a free agent after this year. But the way things are right now, you do need Horford on both ends of the floor, and this is the guy that you've decided on using to go try and win a championship.
And you think that's enough?
It's certainly enough to win the East. Is it enough to beat Golden State? I don't know. Probably. You'd have to favor Golden State in any situation.
Right, Houston.
See, the Celtics do well against Houston. The Celtics have done well against Houston the last 2 years.
They used to do well against Golden State. I mean, they had all that success with Golden State. Mm-hmm. That was part of the pitch to Durant.
Right.
So they had the number over there.
I would like to see that, and that's what I thought after watching the game on Saturday. I would like to see the Celtics play Houston in the final. It'd be great finals. Whereas if you play Golden State the way they are now, Celtics could probably get a game. But then again, that's most Eastern Conference teams.
Yeah. All right. Well, you didn't do a good job.
Of doing what? what was I supposed to do?
Convincing me of the value of Al Horford.
Al Horford is so polarizing, and there's no crossing that electrified fence. If you don't like Al Horford, nothing I say is going to convince you otherwise.
He's Radiohead. It's like, I like music so much, I listen to Radiohead when I'm vacuuming the floor. It's like, he's the Radiohead of basketball. Like you don't get it, man, and you never will.
That's exactly what I said.
You just don't understand music, man.
Yeah, you just don't understand.
You got to follow the game like me, man. If you understood it, well, you'd get it.
That's right. I understand that it works and that, you know, like the notes are there, but if it bores me and I don't, if I'm not excited by
sure.
it, is that okay? No, it's not okay. You just don't get it.
Yeah, they're like the Frank Zappa of... of basketball.
Right.
Like, man, you just don't know. It jumps around, baby. It's all... Listen, look at how many times in this song the pace changes.
Right.
Oh, that's not good. I don't like that.
You don't...
That's not something that's appealing.
So instead of Dragon Mikacopoulos, whenever we put, you know, Stephen Adams' name up there, instead of Al Horford, it should just say Radiohead.
Yeah.
Okay. Cause from now on, Josh,
just
put Radiohead up there.
Because if you talk to anybody who, like, loves Radiohead, they'll be like, you just don't get it. Okay. If you talk to anyone about Al Horford, they're like Captain Expert.
Sure.
That tells you everything that you need to know.
You weren't online waiting for those Radiohead tickets?
I love the Bends, but that's the Poser album because it sounds good.
I know. I like Fake Plastic Trees. They're like, idiot. It's not even one of their best songs.
Well, one of my favorite songs ever is, it's so good. I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head. Just, right? You do it to yourself. Mm. You do. I think it's called Just.
I'm not a big enough fan. I don't know.
You don't got the Bends?
I got the Benz. I got OK Computer.
Yeah. Here's...
It's exactly what your coworkers are going to be talking about today.
I am dizzy. I'm really dizzy.
Toucher and Rich.
Oh, my God.
Austin's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. And you aware of who, Hardy, who Tyler Faith is?
Now, is she from the area?
She is.
North Shore. I want to say, like, Danvers?
Saugus is own adult film
Saugus.
Star, Tyler
okay.
Faith.
All right. Yeah.
So I follow her on Instagram, and what I find odd about the Instagram is that people will put, like, a lot of these people, it's like their Instagram, like, with them in the nice buttoned-up clothes, and, you know, they're probably friends with people that they're actually friends with. And so I'll read you some of the comments that come up that people feel the need to do when Tyler Faith, she posted up a picture. She's a very attractive young lady. Here you go. Says, when South America chili is one. I like your beauty face also. Every kind of woman, are you so nice to be natural fan? You much love from Turkey.
Is that one of the ball boys? Aren't they playing hoops over there still?
You have excellent curly hair, hun. I love how I open and the first thing I see is your beautiful face, gorgeous. So I move on to more of Saugus' adult film star, Tyler Faith. She's very good to her fans. I will read you some more, the 18 comments. I will read you these. Now, do you follow anyone? Any porn stars?
Not on the, no. I was going to say not on Instagram, but not on Twitter either. That's someone else.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, some people do it by accident sometimes, but no.
This guy says, yeah, well, by accident, I'm sure.
I don't think that was the
guy
case
says,
there.
No, he meant everything.
Yeah.
Just because you're on AARP don't mean that you can't still love the ladies.
It's true.
Te amo, Tyler. Kiss from Chile, Sund America, Pliss back, Triple X. Hey, just wondering, are you married? Like, she's going to say, oh, no, I'm not. She says she's not married, but like, oh, no, want to go out on a date? Let me see what else is on here. John, you like you're no stranger to adult film stars.
How can I help?
You follow any of these adult film stars?
I do not.
You have communications with them?
No. not like you. You have that personal relationship to Saugus' own adult film star, Tyler Faith. I do not have that.
How much stuff does Instagram allow in terms of their photographs?
Well, I'll tell you this, is that they do have Casanovas on this thing. You have such a pretty blank. Seriously, DM me and I'll blank it all day. I'll quit my job. So the man is saying that he is so attracted to her, he will quit his job just to satisfy her 24 hours a day.
Wow.
And then he goes back to say, even if you're asleep, if you want, which is every woman's fantasy.
Right.
I want to get tucked out. I want to get tucked into bed, fall asleep, and then have you start going to town. You understand?
Now, does she get different reactions when she posts the cute pictures? Because some of them are sexy and some of them are doing an Instagram silliness.
See, I think that the pictures where it's like not done as to be titillating are a little bit more exciting for people because they feel like they're getting a more intimate look. I agree with you, Tyler Faith, on big boobs are better. Nice breast.
See, I'm looking at one of the cute ones right now.
I would like to spend some day with you, Mrs. Tyler. Did Patriot win the match?
No, it did not. It doesn't say that.
It says, did Patriot, and that's from, yes, it says, oof, baby, boo, boo.
Cool.
Yeah, I like.
Stacks, BB, curvaceous, upskirt, bikini, cougar, BB tonight. Another thing that women love is the idea of upskirts. Let me see what else is here.
I see one that says, I am following you. I am very happy. I am Lady Tyler.
Oh, well. I mean, it's not only for men. I love you, Tyler Faith Bingo.
I love you, Tyler Faith, period, Bingo, exclamation point? Or is it just...
No, just Bingo.
Okay, all the way through without any punctuation. Okay.
Yeah. I'm taking these guys aren't married. is my main thing.
Well, certainly not happily.
Nor are they in jobs of any kind of real... let me see here. All right, that's enough. But you don't follow anyone there on the Instagram or anything?
No. I do not.
So the gentleman that you used to know that followed a bevy of beauties, how many would you say that he followed?
I think it was an automatic follow back. I don't think he understood the format or the medium. And if someone followed him,
so all these,
whether it was real or a bot, he would just follow back.
So all these adult film stars, just they were fans of his play-by-play?
Don't. Don't do that.
Would he ever communicate?
I don't think so, no.
He would just enjoy what rolled in.
Because that's a bold move. If you have like a real Instagram or Twitter account.
Sure.
And you're just putting stuff up there for all the world to see.
Mm-hmm. But if you're unclear on the concept.
Especially being willing to quit. I mean, imagine if your boss sees that you're willing to quit your job just to please a young woman. I mean, are you really going to get that promotion? I think not. Your priorities obviously aren't in the right place.
I think it was a simple mix-up in terms of just reciprocating as they followed you. Okay, I'll or maybe on some Twitter devices you've got an automatic follow-back feature. Maybe in the settings
you do.
It could be.
Okay,
I don't know. I've never seen it, but perhaps it's there on a Android device, maybe something I don't use.
I see.
One thing I'll say about Tyler Faze is that her fan base has grown in leaps and bounds because. There are many, many more comments than there was.
Do you think you two would fare better on an adult film star award quiz than you did on the best picture, like Academy Award quiz? Like, if I went back to your wheelhouse in time, you tell me whatever time that was. If I quizzed you on, like, who won best actress in a certain year, do you think you would do better on that than you did on the quiz we took earlier?
Yes.
A coin flip.
You want to do it tomorrow?
We'll do it. Let's do that tomorrow.
Well, okay.
But you can't. Hey. Do I have your word that you're not going to study up tonight?
Yes.
That's what you call studying, huh?
Yes, you do.
All right, how about this? This guy is, listen to what this guy can offer. Exquisite beauty. Seriously, would love to take you to dinner and get to know you. Wish I took you with me to the Grammys last week instead of who I took.
Hmm.
I mean, this guy's got access to the Grammys.
How did she not jump on that opportunity?
Well, can anybody go to the Grammys? Can't you and I go buy tickets and go to the Grammys?
No. I mean, not where this guy is.
Where is he? Who is it?
Who's the guy?
Yeah.
Easy for life. And no wonder it's easy. He's riding high. So, there you go.
I'm not familiar with his work.
Tyler Faith over there on Instagram. Saugus' own adult film star, Tyler Faith.
I thought she... Okay, you're sure it's Saugus. I thought it was Melrose. You sure?
I don't know. I've just been beaten into my head that it's Saugus.
So we're going to have an argument now about my knowledge of Tyler Faith.
Did you just pull Melrose out of thin air, or do you know something?
Have you ever seen her outside of the radio station?
No.
I bet your truth follows her.
Okay. I have gotten JT got me signed 8x10s.
Well done. Wallach with the headline.
Wait, is those stories?
And then it's time for the stack.
Do you have the stories?
What did we not get to today? That's what we call a stack, and we're doing that next.
You still work with him at all?
Wallach?
Thanks, here are the headlines. Jerry
Rubbish. Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
Five, the sports hub, we are Toucher and Rich and Hardy. What have we not gotten to today already?
Well, one of the Oscar things we didn't get to was Kobe Bryant was on stage accepting the award for Dear Basketball, which won the Oscar for Best Animated Short. He gave you an acceptance speech and everything.
Well, I don't know if it's possible. I mean, as basketball players, we're really supposed to shut up and dribble, but I'm glad we can do a little bit more than that. Thank you, Academy, for this amazing honor. Thank you, John Williams, for such a wonderful piece of music. Thank you, Verizon, for believing in the film. Thank you, Molly Carter. Without you, we wouldn't be here. And to my wife, Vanessa, our daughters, Natalia, Gianna, and Bianca, ti amo con tutto il mio cuore. You are my inspiration. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you.
quick speech, said thank you, walked away, and I'm watching, and I'm thinking, you know what? Kobe Bryant wrote a poem, I think.
Yes, on the Players Tribune, I believe, right before he retired.
Right. Dear Basketball.
Yep.
And for that, he got an Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
He got the same thing that Gary Oldman got for transforming himself into Winston Churchill, got the same thing that Guillermo del Toro got for creating this whole world in the shape of water. You know, it's like the Jimmy Kimmel comment earlier in the show. It's like Harvey Weinstein got kicked out for all those horrible things. The only other guy who got kicked out was a guy who gave his screener to a neighbor, and he got kicked out of the Academy, too. It seems like, should they all be getting the same trophy?
If you write a corny poem, and then someone else, you got John Williams to score it.
Yeah.
And then you have someone do all the art.
Should you get the trophy?
Yeah, wait, what'd you do?
You wrote the words. The words that were, the movie was based around.
The words are a poem. The whole film part of it is beyond your control. I mean, maybe they could give you, like, you know how if you're not on the Super Bowl team but you're around, they give you kind of like a half-assed ring?
Yeah, you didn't write the poem specifically for a movie. You wrote the poem, and then you lucked out because great people made it into a movie.
And then someone might have adapted it for film.
Sure. Right. Well, I mean, was he hands-on in the process of creating this?
I would say probably not.
By the way, this animated short that no one's ever going to see?
Mm-hmm.
I think he won just by name recognition.
Oh, you think?
Yeah, because I'll tell you who I did like. And it was the 11 o'clock really blew me away.
Is that another animated short?
My nephew Emmett was fantastic. If you ask me, oh no, that's live action short film.
You and Murray hanging out at the Coolidge Corner Theater and going to see these in like one big animated short film festival.
Oh, does he pretend to do that?
Well, Fred looks this up. Hardy, did you see there was one.
The bread man couple, was my favorite.
One couple who won an award weren't even in the main audience.
Metallica.
Did you see that? They were like in some ante room. They had the camera in there, but it was like ancillary seating in the press box where you have no view of anything. Well, they had to come out of that little room with no windows and then walk down through the crowd.
I'm glad you brought that up because one of the bits they tried last night was to go over to a theater where they had brought a bunch of people in and said, you get to go to a free sneak preview of A Wrinkle in Time. And they said, what we're going to do, Jimmy Kimmel says, is get a bunch of the, you know, big Hollywood actors, and we're going to go in there and surprise you. We're going to give you some candies and treats. And what a cluster F it ended up being. It was the one thing that really did not work during the show.
Okay, so we are outside theater number 6 at the TCL Chinese Theater. Got all these movie stars gathered. Here we go. Hello,
everyone.
How are you doing?
I don't know if you know.
I just want to say right off the bat, there is a strong aroma of marijuana in this theater.
It's true. So not that I know how it smells, but
I think you're going to appreciate what we have. You are live on the Oscars right now. I notice you don't have any snacks, and especially considering the smell in this theater. Look at this. Ansel Elgort is here. Mark Hamill is here. Emily Blunt is here. Margot Robbie is here.
So do you hear
Ansel
that level?
Elgort?
Yeah, do you hear that level? That level of noise right there? That continues for like another minute and a half while they're handing out the candy and the people watching back at the Oscars theater are watching, and it's back and forth. If they cut it right there, said here's all your stuff, and then threw it to commercial, would have been great. But Jimmy Kimmel, God bless him, trying to be the host, trying to tell a few jokes, trying to get a guy up there. It just it's live TV. It was a bit of a stunt. And I like the idea of it, but sometimes you got to cut those things off.
You just got a bunch of regular jabronis, and you're letting them, and you're like, look at this, actors.
Yeah.
And then they're up there, and then woo! And then she goes, you know who we are?
Well, he was asking for volunteers to go with him. Now, here's a quiz for you. Do you think the dude from Hamilton volunteered to go over there with the crew?
I'm going to say 100%.
That is 100% correct. Yes, he was jumping over people so that he could be a part of it.
Well, he's a ham.
Yes, he is.
You know what? He is very, very tiny. He's a very, very small man. He's being interviewed by Michael Strahan, and it was uncomfortable.
Do you know what the whole Uncle Drew thing is?
I do not.
See, I really don't understand it either. Maybe you could explain it to us, Wally, because I know it was a series of commercials.
Right.
right? And now they're doing a feature-length film?
Yes.
Okay,
so you say Kyrie Irving?
Yes, it's a Kyrie Irving. We had this discussion.
Well,
right?
Yeah, I understand blockbusters.
Okay.
I understand things that are going to go crazy.
Apparently, they were on the set filming Uncle Drew when he found out he was going to be traded, and one of the co-stars got a chance to share the story of it.
Like, imagine this. Imagine you're going to a table read with somebody, right? You watch a sports set as you always do. Like, man, he want to leave Cleveland. You see him the next day. You don't say nothing because you don't know him yet like that. But just you look awkwardly at him like, I want to act so bad, man. What's going on? Yeah. And then, we got to know each other a little bit. And I talked to him about it. He was telling me everything. But then the dopest moment was when the trade actually went through. He was so happy, man. We was in the middle of a scene. We were shooting a scene. His homeboy come in, whisper in his ear, and he just runs out the set. We're filming. He just runs out he was in a club shooting the scene. He runs out. So happy. He comes back and everybody's applauding. And it was a dancing scene, so that when you see the movie, I'm like really getting it.
That's
him in real life. He was really happy.
What a professional set. That in the middle of shooting a scene, while the cameras are rolling, your friend comes up to you and whispers in your ear. Because Lord knows, when movies, everything is a nonstop shot, like when they walk through the kitchen in Goodfellas.
Right.
You know, I'm sure that this scene was going to take an hour to finish. He couldn't have waited the 3 minutes required for the scene to be over.
Do you know who that is, though? That's Lil Rel Howery.
He was very good in Get Out.
Get Out. He's very funny. He's the guy who's at home the whole time talking on the phone. And
They actually got an actor in it.
Yeah, they did.
Rich is under the impression that this movie's going to do well.
The Uncle Drew movie?
Yes.
I think it will.
Okay, now why? No, Kyrie Irving is the one person that's on the poster.
Who goes to movies? Kids. Kids will go see this movie.
They need adults to take them.
No, you need adults to drop them off. And when I say kids, I mean, I think the sweet spot for people trying to get people in the theater is like 15 to 25. And 15 to 25
If you're 25 years old and you go see this movie, they should take away your driver's license.
You wouldn't see this?
And you should not be allowed to
vote. Would you watch it at home?
No. If it was on Netflix.
Well, if you were 25, then you might go to the theater.
I would let my kids watch it. But I'm in Nebraska. Do I know who Kyrie Irving is?
If you're a basketball fan, sure.
Okay, if I'm not, 80% of people.
If it's got any kind of a Jackass vibe to it, if they're going to be punking people.
No, it's a scripted film.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a scripted film.
It's a whole storyline and everything.
Yes. Well, I'm not going to see that.
No, but Rich fights me on this. What percent of the country do you think knows who Kyrie Irving is?
Oh,
yeah. So it's a disaster.
If it were 90 minutes of him showing up and clowning people on a basketball court,
that would be interesting.
I would see that.
Yeah, that would be
I'm not watching the Uncle Drew story.
No, that's the thing.
No, and it's based on a series of commercials, apparently, none of which I've ever seen. But what percentage of the country do you think knows who Kyrie Irving is? Oh. Let alone Kyrie Irving with a disguise, but just Kyrie Irving in general.
Kyrie Irving has not superseded his sports.
Maybe 7%.
Thank you. Rich says 40% of people know who Kyrie Irving is.
No,
he's not. He's not a superstar.
No.
He's an excellent basketball player. You know, top 10, top 15 basketball player.
Yeah.
But he's not a star by any stretch of the imagination. LeBron James could carry a film, and then he was actually good in Trainwreck. But I think even if LeBron James is starring in the film, unless it's with the Bugs Bunny or something, that's not a hit. Because Michael Jordan is charismatic as he was, because they had to create characters around him to sell shoes. They said, you know what? Spike Lee, you're funny. How about you do the talking? And Chris Rock, you're funny. Penny Hardaway is not the most energetic, charismatic character. So, yeah, no one's going to see this. No one.
I did not know it was
It's a scripted film.
A story with characters and a plot.
Isn't Shaquille O'Neal in it?
Yeah.
Why don't you just put him on it?
Of course he is.
Who else is in it?
I'll double check. They threw a hole on it.
Reggie Miller?
Now, does it conflict with
Nate Robinson?
Does it conflict with Shaq's general insurance filming schedule of him standing in front of the green screen?
Right.
I saw a new one yesterday.
Why are you pressing buttons?
I saw one yesterday I hadn't seen before. I'm like,
all right.
I used to have general insurance when I was
no,
a sip of coffee younger.
So we have
okay.
You did?
That's the line from the Shaquille O'Neal thing.
That's right.
No, he goes like this, Hardy. He goes.
I know. I heard you guys talking about it.
It makes no sense. He goes, I used to have general insurance, and he like raises his eyebrows and takes a sip of coffee, and then goes, when I was younger.
Right.
And you're like, what the hell does that mean?
What does it mean?
First of all, you don't have it now. So obviously it's not something.
It's a hell of an endorsement.
It's not something for with people with money. It's like, it's just the worst thing. He's admitting not having it now. And then he's saying a phrase and acting like the cat who ate the canary that doesn't make any sense.
No.
Here, look behind you. Here he is. What's going on?
And there's Wilford Brimley, the general, talking to him about it.
Yeah, all right. Quick, Wallach. Who's in this?
All right, so we have Shaq. We have, we talked about Nick Kroll, but for basketball players, Chris Webber, Nate Robinson, Reggie Miller, Lisa Leslie.
Oh, great. A bunch of retired players. That's great. And I like Nick Kroll.
Nick Kroll. I heard some Nick Kroll stand-up on the way in here this morning.
You know why Nick Kroll is doing it? It's because he's a huge basketball fan. Right. No, it is. I guarantee you that's why he's doing it.
There you go.
All right. We will be back. We'll find out what Zolak and Bertrand have on the way, and I'm sure it will be Zolak will be very happy to do the crossover. So Zolak's here.
Yep.
He's been in studio.
Yep.
He's yelled. And now I don't know where he is. Now he can't find
him. He'll be back.
Want an update from Peter King this morning on
yes.
all things football?
Thank you.
According to this morning's MMQB Monday morning missive from Peter King, Rob Gronkowski has not made up his mind at all about what he wants to do with his playing future. He's in no rush to do so. The Cleveland Browns, with all these picks, they have picks 1 and 4. They're still very interested in signing A.J. McCarron and having him be the backup to whatever quarterback they take in the first round. And the Eagles, according to Peter King, have had at least one respectable offer for a trade for Nick Foles. That's respectable according to an executive he talked to.
And I will also tell you this, is that the Jets are petrified that Cousins is going to the Vikings. That is the thing, is that they believe, even though they have by far the most money to pay him, that he would go to the Vikings.
I thought Denver had the lead. You see, this is the thing. You keep hearing these rumors. I thought Denver was in the lead.
I believe Denver. Well, first of all, I don't know why. I mean, it's not like he's going to go over there and immediately win. I mean, this is not the same Denver team as 2 years ago. But also, I think Denver would have to free up cap space in order to get
sure.
him.
They'd have to get rid of some of their high-priced, whether it be a wide receiver or a defensive back, something.
So the Jets can give him the most money.
Yes.
But...
Well, Cleveland technically can give him the most money.
But yeah. It's. I think they can both pretty much give him the same amount of money. They're pretty much there. But obviously, Cleveland's not going to sign Cousins when you have the first pick in the draft.
I want him on the Jets so bad. I don't know that he's going to be enough to make a difference, but it would be so much more fun.
Well, here's the thing, is I'm not wild about Cousins, but if they get Cousins, they have like 5 picks in the first 30 or first 50. So maybe or 4 picks in the first 50. All right, what do you got going?
Put that on TV.
I didn't even see that.
That made my day.
Is that Brady? Is
very surprised, Tom very Brady. Surprised
Tom Brady. Brady, do your best Josh Allen impersonation.
You know what was on the other day? Is Tom Brady, the Family Guy episode where Tom Brady's like the star. It's the actual Tom Brady. Oh. There was a time in his life where he would do the Family Guy. He would sit in the vocal booth and do it.
He used to shoot pool at this place that used to be called The Rack. I think it's the Hard
Rock. Oh, yeah, I know. That's
he used to be there by himself all the time on like random Monday nights. Nobody would bug him. Apple cap. Weird clutch he would carry. A little fanny pack.
Really?
Kids changed. Yep, he had these high-waisted jeans. Yeah,
he was different. Like a total nerd.
Oh, yeah.
And now look at him.
Look at you now.
Look at you now, kid.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Zoic.
How was your morning?
Really good.
Well, if Rich is out again, I got Hardy again tomorrow.
That's great. We're just laughing in the other room about the whole cattle thing again. Because I haven't seen Tom, and Tom was driving, T-Bone, was driving up to, where is he? Some of his hoser places up in Canada for some wedding. And he said, we were laughing as Beetle trying to poke it, get me caught up on the whole cattle situation. 10 years I've been here, never have seen one of these, like, back and forth. And then, bam, happened when I was gone. One day I was gone.
I'm sorry you missed it.
Yeah. Not to bring it up again.
But it had to be done.
We're sorry.
For the second time this morning.
Yeah, you could not bring it up.
Sarge has that. I think so. I'm like 98.5% sure. Sarge has got one of those.
Well, the only person we know Sarge hates is...
Kaufman.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Hardy, we've joked about that.
Okay, I didn't know it was already
couldn't
out
even
there.
Get it out before Zolek said Kaufman.
Right, well, dude,
we've had him do songs about how much he would invite Kaufman.
That's true. I forgot about that. That's right.
Because we found out, it's kind of funny how we found out, is like when Jay Stu was planning his...
The very first Kowloon get-together, everyone was on the list except for Kaufman.
And Sarge came up and goes, if you don't mind... don't say anything in front of Kaufman. I'm like, well, I'll try not to.
Isn't it great, though?
Like I'm not here at 6 in the morning on a Saturday.
Yeah.
Isn't it great? Hardy told the story, though. Was that an AFC championship game you went with the Nuts, right?
Yeah.
To the game?
Yeah.
With the Nuts.
His phone, both their phones died, like, by the end of events because all they do is spend time on their phones.
Right. Yeah.
Seeing who's tweeting what or who could take more pictures with who. And
Dean Ambrose was in the middle of I don't even know.
Please make sure to thank Andy for the tickets.
Yes.
What? I'm not a child. I know. Yeah, I'm just going to snatch it out of his hand.
What time did they want to meet?
F himself?
What time did they want to meet and get down there? Like 8 hours before the kick?
Yeah. I drove myself.
I got a van with a TV. We can watch some old Royal Rumbles.
Well, the plan was to meet at the station, drive out to Jimmy's house, who lives like south of Gillette Stadium, and then go to the game.
Oh, you had Jimmy go back lives to Jimmy's west. Trip. Oh, I know where Jimmy lives. That's a long ass like, trip.
Loop back to the station. I said, you know what, fellas? I'll just meet you there. That's easy.
Yeah.
Jimmy doesn't live south of the station.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, west.
He lives west.
Okay.
He lives west of me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. He used to live right new. He used to live right by Crystal Lake.
That's right.
Camp Crystal Lake. It's where Fred, that guy with the ski mask, with the hockey mask, killed those kids. Is that right? Is it Camp Crystal Lake?
I think it is Camp Crystal Lake.
It is.
That's right.
That's why I live there.
Right.
That's why I live there.
Yeah.
Meow, meow, meow. Meow, 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 meow,
meow. All right.
His name is Jason Stop Voorhees.
Oh, my God.
Not to be confused with Lark Voorhees.
Nicely done. Nicely done.
Who's gotten very, very unattractive. All right. What do you guys got going on today?
Well, a little bit of everything. Mike Flynn has a pulse, folks. And it's in there. There's something in there. And you got to know how to bring it out. He went off on Al Horford.
Yeah, I heard that.
And I'm like, wow, that was really good radio. And we're watching some of the highlights from the Bruins game in there, and the way they're shaking the glass and the crowd around. It's starting to get that feeling again. Like this team, we know they're legit, but remember like what it was like in 2011, and the place was electric.
Yep.
I know it's Canadians, and you get up for that, but that. And I watched about 6.5 to 7 hours of combine coverage over the weekend.
You did.
Yeah, and I got a take on the quarterbacks.
All right,
there you go.
Yeah, if you need a franchise guy, I think you're crapping your pants right now.
Okay, all right. We will be back tomorrow. It will either be Rich or Hardy.
All right.